Why Do We Have Seasons by Lindsay Hurd, read by Adrian Vitullo. Chapter 1, The Earth's Orbit. The Earth and the Sun have a relationship in which the Earth travels around the Sun once a year, or once every 365 days. This is called an orbit. As the Earth orbits, different parts of the planet receive different amounts of sunlight. This is why we have seasons, but we'll go more into this later. Not only does the Earth rotate around the Sun every year, but it also spins in a circle every 24 hours. This is what we know as a day. However, the Earth doesn't spin straight up and down, but is tilted at an angle. Chapter 2, The Earth's Tilt. The Earth's tilt is important when it comes to the different seasons. For half of the year, the North Pole is tilted towards the Sun, and for the other half, the South Pole is pointed in the direction of the Sun. When the North Pole is tilted towards the Sun, the top half of the planet receives more sunlight. This makes the days longer. When parts of the Earth receives more sunlight, not only are the days longer, but they are also warmer. This means that the bottom half of the Earth is receiving less sunlight and has shorter days, resulting in colder weather. Chapter 3, The Seasons. As the year goes by, the Earth's tilt changes directions. The North Pole begins to point away from the Sun, and the season changes from summer to fall. When the tilt is pointed away from the Sun, it is winter. As the tilt begins to point back toward the Sun, it is spring. This means that as the South Pole starts to point in the direction of the Sun, it is turning into summer for the bottom half of the planet. Whatever season the Northern Hemisphere is experiencing, the bottom hemisphere is experiencing the opposite. Glossary. Orbit, the path that the Earth takes to travel around the Sun every 365 days, or 1 year. Tilt, the Earth is tilted at a 23.5 degree angle. Hemisphere, the bottom or top half of the Earth.